This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And, of course, in the news continuing now for the last several weeks is a bunch of crap about the coronavirus.
You're going to die!
Yeah, that's what we're told, anyway.
And it's not just affecting, because here we are, if you know that we're making fun of it. We're being playful. But it's not, it's affecting some of us as well. Right now we're sitting here with a man down.
Well, he's not down. He's just out.
He's been listening. He's been listening to all the hype, and sure. He has decided that he is not going to take any chances. Of course, he is not in the position to gamble with such an epidemic/pandemic.
I wish Melanie was here tonight because I find myself agreeing with her more often than not. Mm-hmm. She usually takes a more extreme approach than I do. But on this one in particular, she points out that, you know, the people who have compromised immune systems, that's one issue. But the boomers, that's a separate issue.
And they're not there. Well, I mean, it's about 60 and up. So boomers are in there, but, I mean, it's the older boomers. But Johnson's not a boomer.
No, he's not. I think he is one of the immunocompromised people.
Correct.
So, but all of those people could easily be taken care of without collapsing the economy in a free market if the boomers weren't there leeching from the entire system via Medicare, Social Security, and all of this other crap.
But it doesn't help that you're actually breaking down all of the economic cogs in this scheme. The only people who really need to stay home are the boomers and up, and the immunocompromised.
Well,
why are they keeping us quarantined? We're the ones we're turning these cogs.
Well, the concern is that we will get them sick.
So if we have elderly living with us in our homes, then we would get the note saying stay home. But I don't have any older people living at my house. I got them. They're across the street. Yeah, but I mean, there's no reason why someone would want to quarantine me. I'm not going to get anyone sick. Except maybe if it gets all in their toilet paper when I deliver it to their house.
And if you do get someone sick, odds are they will survive the experience.
According to the statistics, unless you're in Italy, they don't have the good numbers. But here in the U.S., you're more likely to die on the way to the grocery store in a car accident.
Well,
yes, to hoard up on your toilet paper.
Aren't there like 50,000 people who have died from the flu this season already? I think that was the number I saw. But you and I, we're not the only ones who think this entire thing has been played up and that the best course of action here is to go about with our lives.
Yes.
Free Keen has been criticized in the Union Leader. I want to start with this because obvious reasons. One of the leaders of the Libertarian Free Keen group, Ian Freeman.
Ooh, the leader.
One of the leaders. I mean, it's a bunch of anarchists and crazy voluntarians.
I don't think they know how anarchists and voluntarians work. The whole leader thing is kind of, you start throwing leader around and people's like, no, I don't want to be a part of this group. Because I thought I was the leader.
He is an active person who organizes
active.
And does stuff.
I would agree with that.
I guess one of the organizers of the Libertarian Free King group would be more appropriate. Anyway, he said he won't comply with New Hampshire's order to limit public gatherings, calling the order outrageous. Freeman said that Governor Kristen Noem's order is a violation of the right to assemble. The ban on gatherings of more than 50 people in New Hampshire is part of the state's emergency actions taken to combat the spread of COVID-19. And it's no longer 50. It's been reduced to 10.
10?
10.
Oh, God, this is ridiculous.
And they were already planning a rally at the State House in Concord to get 50 people there,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be incredibly easy to get 11 people there. They can do that by accident. So I'm interested to see what the results of this are going to be. It's a violation of the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Freeman wrote on the Free King website. In order for many human beings to be happy, they need to be around other people. We are a social animal. Freeman announced that the group's public activities, including social meetups, will continue in spite of the order. The Sunday social meeting, usually held at a King restaurant, will now be held at the Bitcoin Embassy on Route 101. And so it was. Freeman called the global pandemic, which has killed thousands, a coronavirus scare, and said too many libertarians are allowing the government to take control. Apparently, if an authoritarian puts on a lab coat, then many libertarians will fall under their spell, he wrote. I've been a lot of criticism lately, and a lot of libertarians on Facebook and Twitter say, now is not the time for civil disobedience.
Oh, those people complaining, they complain in every way all the time. This is nothing new from those particular types.
I don't know, not having been part of this scene mm-hmm. that long, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, as a libertarian and anarchist, I would put forward the argument that, you know, the government will always have some sort of fear to peddle. And if you allow yourself to fall under that fear, then you submit to their tyranny.
That's why they're so powerful, because so many people are so fearful, and they've given up so many of their rights over the years, and that's why we are where we're at. And you can just see how powerful they really are. They shut down the whole damn country just from a little bit of fear that's been overhyped, and people are just, they're just gobbling it down. It's like normal to them.
The economic consequences of this are going to be extreme.
Felt for decades.
Yeah, because the Fed has basically said, hey, we're just going to print however much money we need to keep the economy going.
And now you have legislators talking about a digital coin, a digital USD coin.
They dropped that from the latest revision of the bill.
There's another bill.
Well, the news I saw today said that it had been dropped. Because, I mean, they can't come to an agreement. Democrats, I don't know what they're thinking. Every Democratic person that I know wants a $1,000 check, no strings attached, from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans want to give them that check. And Democrats are like, no, we don't want this. We want you to extend unemployment or make it easier or whatever. But that's not what the Democratic base that I have spoken with want.
They just want that check. They want that cheese.
So it's amazing to me that the Democrats in Congress are actually blocking this legislation. Of course, I don't care. The government's going to inflate the currency.
Unless the Pelosi's of the world want to give that $1,000 or even $2,000, but they want it to be in the form of a digital wallet and a new digital coin. So now they've got you.
They don't have time for that.
I don't think they can unroll it in the next month.
No, they can't.
Or even maybe probably even the next year, unless someone's been planning on this and they've already got it in the works.
They very well could have been, but I still don't know how they could implement it quickly.
No.
But who knows?
But I mean, but as far as gaining control over all the wage slaves, that's the next step. That's what they've been wanting to do forever. The one world, well, it'll turn into a one world currency, but it would start with this country. And, I mean, they would have complete control over you.
And it would be very hard to buy Bitcoin with this currency in order to escape that level of control. One would imagine that a USD coin would be very easy to track.
Right. Oh yeah, I mean they can track every little piece of it, all of its existence from their printing it,
yeah,
basically typing a zero to your employer, to you paying your light bill or whatever, and then you don't pay something, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to actually a couple of pluses and minuses, and then they're going to remove it right from your bank automatically.
I would hope not.
That's what they want. They need that control because they have too many people who aren't paying into the system anymore.
Yeah, because the system sucks.
It does.
So Freeman said that the social meetings will continue, and indeed they did. And indeed, the Reformed Satanic Church allowed people to use its bathrooms when they were at this meeting. They're going going to continue. It's not going to stop. Even if they get next time 16 people there again, that isn't the point. And we're not going to allow the government to instill so much fear into us that we refuse to spend any time with our friends and families. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I agree.
855-450-3733. Give us a call and let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and Forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payments methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
First of all, there's a YouTube video by Dr. Jo Jorgensen. She's running for president on the Libertarian ticket, and she is pointing out that it's the bureaucratic red tape preventing the testing of people for coronavirus that is key to the spread of this outbreak in the United States, and that in South Korea, people got tested. They went into isolation if they were positive on that, but there were companies that wanted to produce test kits, and they ran into all kinds of bureaucratic red tape, and the companies that were allowed to produce coronavirus test kits in the United States were, those test kits didn't work at first. And it's this crony capitalism instead of real capitalism that is a large part of the problem. And the second point I want to bring up is, let's say you get a check for $1,000 from the government. You should still protest the corporate bailouts, like to the airlines. And the way to do that is on the internet, is www.house.gov and www.senate.gov, and then you look up your member's individual website. There's a contact form on there. You fill it out. It has to be the one elected where you live. You can only reach those ones that way because it requires an address and everything else. But then you tell them that you don't want any corporate bailouts because, you know, the government has no right to take money from working people and give it to airlines. Who cares if the airlines go bankrupt? The airplanes are still going to be there at the airport.
But Joe, isn't that kind of hypocritical for you as a human being to take $1,000 from your government and then to get upset that the other entities out there are taking theirs?
I mean,
But I'm saying the normals out there who are like, oh, look, I got $1,000. I'm going to go buy myself the new PlayStation, a new Xbox or whatnot. They're not going to be
silent. You don't be silent about the corporate bailouts where they're going to be stealing money from working people to give to big companies like the airlines, because those airplanes are still going to be there when all of this passes, and they're still going to have the airplanes. Maybe they need to work with the insurance companies, because if they're being insured by the day and they're not imposing any exposure to the insurance company because the plane is just sitting there, so it's a much lower level of exposure to liability when it's just sitting there parked in an airport than if it's flying around everywhere.
Unless you're the guys working for the airport.
I think a better course of action is for everyone to get their $1,000 checks and immediately use it to buy Bitcoin.
And guns.
Guns are probably going to be a lot harder to get.
Now they are.
And by the way,
a couple of months ago it was all right, but yeah, it's getting harder. It's getting harder and harder.
What would have happened, let's say, if somebody had just gone ahead and produced these kits, the test kits, like I was saying, in violation of the regulations, then what could have happened to them? They were afraid that the cops would show up and haul them off to jail. So remember that everything is always the fault of cops. Since you're talking about guns.
Wait, say that again. Who is afraid of cops taking their test kits?
If a company that wasn't FDA approved to produce coronavirus test kits just went ahead and made them anyway, even if they're perfectly good and they work, then they would have been visited by the cops eventually. But what's the big idea putting this out there when it's not FDA approved yet? And they could say, well, we're just going to do it anyway. Then the government would send the cops
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's also very easy for one of these drug companies to just pay the FD, whatever it was.
The big drug the companies, FDA. Not the little guys.
To just be like, hey, just go ahead and push this through. Well, I can't imagine the little guys have the research teams necessary to have already identified and begun manufacturing.
There's that as well. The little guys aren't even players because they can't afford to be players.
I thought most of the hard work for this was done in China anyway. I mean, they already discovered in China how to create reliable test kits. So why is the United States reinventing the wheel?
You got to watch the video there that Joe Jorgensen has put on the YouTube there, and she'll explain it better, okay?
All right, thank you. Tom, thank you so much for the call. You know, I'm not sure we're going to see as many corporate bailouts this time around. We will. And, of course, the United Kingdom has promised to pay for all of the wages of the workers and all of this other stuff. So let me rephrase that. We're going to see a lot of corporate bailouts, and I don't see any way of stopping that.
It sounds like everyone's getting a bailout this time.
Yeah. And that's not going to be good for the economy. And what is $1,000 going to do for you if it costs $300 to buy a loaf of bread? It's not going to do you any good whatsoever.
That's where it's going.
It's like, hey, thanks for the three loaves of bread, government. And thanks for making me, you know, basically work for pennies an hour. We appreciate all of that.
If my job even still exists, if you're mom and pop working at a mom and pop station, you might not have a job anymore after this.
One has to wonder at the people who have never read a history book and think that the government inflating the currency is going to somehow fix this problem.
Well, that is part of our education system, our government education system in this country. It doesn't teach you those things, or if it does, it only teaches you the parts where people are mean, misogynist, racists, but they don't actually teach you about the economics and whatnot. And yeah, a lot of the Zoomers, and some of the Millennials, they don't know, even the Xers.
I took economics in high school. It was a one semester class, and it was taught by one of our football coaches, and it was a total waste of time. We never got through the first chapter of the book through the entire class because we would come in and he would just start putting on movies.
I believe it.
This is such a monumental waste of time. So I stopped going, and I still passed the class because there were never any tests or anything like that. It was completely absurd.
And now we'll look at you. But you obviously...
I found the subject interesting.
And you found a way out, and you found a way around.
Yeah.
And here you are now...
Trying to...
Reminiscing.
Yes, reminiscing about all of that time listening to the football coach. Putting on...
A show.
What is the name of that movie with the Titans? The football movie.
Bring on the Titans. I don't know.
I don't either. We watched that so many freaking times.
I don't know much about
sports.
Remember
the Titans. That was it. Was that it?
I'll Google it.
I don't remember.
Help us out, chat room.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the coronavirus? Are you scared? Are you freaking out? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An optimistic President Trump says United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter, okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Investors giving the thumbs up to President Trump's plan as the Dow finished up 2,113 points to finish at 20,705, the biggest point gain ever. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill working out the final details of that $2 trillion economic stimulus package. The bill aims to deal with the growing economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And if you want to do something this year and you're not terrified of the coronavirus, then I would recommend ForkFest. It's happening long after people are predicting the end of the coronavirus panic. June the 29th until July the 5th. In the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, assuming that's not canceled, ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the unofficial ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party.
That's a good point. Have you guys heard anything from Rogers? Have they been, I know they're really on, they're always right on the ball, as in they're not, as far as keeping people updated on their campgrounds and what is available.
I wouldn't make the announcement until the last minute and make sure it's non-refundable, those tickets.
Well, what's the clause say? How much time do they have before they can cancel out on you? A month out? A week out?
Now, when you say Rogers, did you mean the Free State Project that puts on the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
The actual campground.
Okay.
I have to wonder, why would Rogers cancel anything at all?
Oh, they would.
Because a bunch of people are all going to be in the same room with each other. Basically.
Yeah, but this is the only time of the year, their campground's going to make any money whatsoever.
I know. They don't want to, but they might be fearful of our Excellency Sununu
maybe,
coming down on, you know.
But wouldn't that be up to the individuals organizing the events to cancel?
No. I'm talking about Rogers Campground, the guy who's actually renting you out campsites.
Right.
Actually saying, we can't have, you know, this many people in the same area, on the same acreage. We're going to have to cancel your reservations. Sorry.
Well, presumably by late June, all of this will have blown over anyway.
Oh, I think that it'll be blown over in the next couple of weeks. But
I would tend to agree. Not right. The economic part of it.
No. And so Rogers would really not want to cancel out. Because
I'm everyone's really
be
holding my breath that it's going to be over in the next couple of weeks.
You're holding your breath because bathed the entire room in Lysol.
I've been following this long before, you know, Trump called this a hoax and, you know, all this other stuff was going on. And I'm sorry, but your whole, just the whole, I totally agree with you that there's a huge economic damage to it, and I think the way we're going about it, it's wrong. But to say it's going to be over in a couple of weeks, I think is...
No. The actual coronavirus is going to dry up real quick. As soon as it starts getting warmer...
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
And as soon as everyone gets their money, it was 30 days to get to disperse the $8 billion. So when all the states and all the entities have their money, it's going to go away.
It may diminish. I don't think it's going to go away.
But the economic damage, it's not going away for a long time.
Oh, sure. No question about that.
And I know you deal with, you know, some of the big boys.
Yeah.
And I know that you probably hurting more than any of us in this room.
So let's go to the phones. We've got Graham calling from Pennsylvania, wants to talk about the COVID-19 shutdowns. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Hi. The corona curfews we have around, like, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York State. I live in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I was recently laid off from my job because of the worry of the COVID-19 infecting the workplace.
Like permanently laid off or temporary
load?
Well, they don't know.
Hmm.
They don't know at all.
I'm sorry, what do you do?
I work as a janitor at a local surgery center.
Roger that.
Collecting the medical waste, cleaning it up, storing it, that's my job.
Don't they need you at this time and hour?
Well, elective surgeries are being canceled, as I understand it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't know. All right. So you don't know the future of your job. That's horrible, dude. So how are you coping?
I mean, I understand you guys you radio host objections to that bailout money for regular people, but whatever the dollar amount is, it's going to go in my mailbox to my hand, right to my landlord.
Yeah, but it's going to. Your landlord is probably going to be asking in 6 months.
Yep.
Your rent's probably going to go up.
Is your landlord not currently prohibited from evicting you as part of the lockdown?
Yeah, they are. They are prohibited until April 3rd in Pennsylvania. But April 3rd is when everyone's rent's due.
That's frustrating. And as Sununu passed here in New Hampshire.
Our governor.
Yeah, you could basically not pay your rent if you were that type of person, and your landlord had to work out with you a payment plan that could take up to 6 months.
Wait, this is in New Hampshire?
Yes.
So I haven't heard this news. This is new to me.
We thought it was one of the many executive orders that King Sununu has seen fit to bestow upon us. Among those is that utilities can't disconnect your service
now. How about landlords the landlords paying their mortgage?
Evict you.
Exactly.
Like, how am I as a landlord going to pay my mortgage?
Banks can't repossess.
I can't take the rent.
I can answer your question. Banks can't repossess right now. Either.
Well, what happens when this all goes away?
People are going to owe a lot of money.
Well,
they
how
have
am I to
work
to pay
out.
If
I can
I wasn't
answer
able
your
collect.
Question.
Okay.
They can work out a payment plan with you. They have to work out a payment plan with you that gives you up to 6 months to pay the amount that you owe.
The mortgage company.
Everyone.
So all levels.
Essentially across the board.
Yeah, this is not going
to
end well.
No, it's certainly not. These are people who live paycheck to paycheck already, and we're trying to tackle $65 a week payments to them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, there's no getting out of this the way this is going down. So I was doing some rough numbers in my head, and I figured it's going to cost, depending on how long this goes on for, and I suspect, now I know you guys are talking like, what, a month? I'm predicting this is going to go on for like a year, and if it does, we're looking at probably $50,000 per working age adult. Now, you can get better numbers than what I'm pulling out of my behind here, but that's a lot of money.
Does that include the inflation and the increase in cost?
No, it doesn't. It's just, I'm trying to think what the numbers were based on, but it's based off of basically the loss of work. That's just from the loss of work. So paychecks, basically. So everybody who becomes unemployed as a result, because of the lockdown. Now, obviously, it's not going to be that exactly because it's not taking into account, like, not everybody's laid off. But, yeah, it's a substantial amount of money. And you could extend that beyond 12 months, too, depending on how long, you know. I don't know that they can keep this. The problem, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think they can keep the system locked down as long as they are going to need to in order to, you know, get rid of this virus.
They might not be able to keep control. People might demand to go back to work. Graham, are you the only paycheck bringer in the house?
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, I'm thinking employers and employees might just put their foot down if what you say is true, Chris. I don't believe it for a second, but people are going to insist on going back to work, or you're going to have people in the streets, and they're going to be burning things down.
Graham, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, I don't think this can't be sustained is the problem.
Of course not.
I think there's
no productivity.
Right. So, I think there may be some sort of solution to, reducing the number of deaths substantially without as much economic damage. Like, I think we could get it down to $3,000 to $6,000 per working age adult in terms of cost, you know, if it goes on like 12 months. But you're going to have to do something in regards to taking the people who are at risk effectively and moving them together and then locking those places down while the rest of us go, you know, back to
work. I mean, why is that a problem? I mean, the people at risk are, most of them are retired.
Right.
Why don't we just say, Excellency Sununu, our governor, just tell the old people to stay home. Send the rest of us young people back to work.
There's 20 million. There's room for 20 million people in hotels because nobody's in hotels right now. So you can move 2/5 of the people who would need to, you know, basically be protected into hotels, I think. And
this is Free Talk Live. More about the coronavirus in just a moment.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about the coronavirus, of course, because that's really the only thing worth discussing right now. Everything in the news.
It is life, the universe, and everything right about now. It's all-encompassing. And we just can't get away from it. That's what did we talk about during the break? Here we had the opportunity to talk about anything else, and all we did was pretty much talk about how it's affecting us.
Can I say we're all going to die?
We're all going to die. Spray some more of that Lysol.
No, we had enough Lysol in this studio here. It's been sprayed like
I could taste it. Tons. I was getting a head rush the last segment.
We're all going to get cancer now. It's not the coronavirus that's going to kill us. It's the cancer.
Maybe that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Selling more. It's a scheme by the Lysol. Is that a company or a brand or what? It's probably all just one big conspiracy by...
I don't know. I don't use the stuff. Lysol. You know, let me tell you this, though.
Sell more Lysol.
Here I was, you know, laughing and congealing about the toilet paper hoarders, you know, last week and the week before. I buy toilet paper about once a year. I buy big old monster industrial-sized packages, and I buy the ones with, you know, the small ply.
Okay.
It's like right the level right above sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it really lasts me. And before any some commenters get on there. Yes, I do use the stuff. But I mean, it really does last me about a whole year. I'm down to my last half roll. And I can't find any.
I'm gonna not tell you how much toilet paper I do or do not have.
Are you one of those? Are you some of those types?
I
got a toll truckload.
I have to say, I have not prepared. I'm not a prepper. But I was preparing to some degree, especially on stuff that was not perishable, probably a month before this whole thing went down.
Yeah, I was too, not toilet paper. It was not on my list.
No, toilet paper was definitely on my list.
I mean,
why?
I mean,
it's just, come on. It's like the one thing you don't want to run out of. right? Like, you can run out of food.
You could jump in the shower.
But you don't want to run out of toilet paper.
You could go find, get you some handful of grass out in the yard.
That's just gross, man. I'm sorry, but
that,
like,
is a lot of trouble.
I would rather have, I would rather have that space for some beans, a big 5 gallon bucket of beans or something.
So your problem is probably you don't have the space. I have enough space. So.
I'm one guy in 2,000 square foot. Trust me,
Wait, you do have space, then.
I've got plenty of space, and I'm...
What's the problem? What do you complain about space for?
Because I only...
So ask you, how much food do you have? How much...
Are you full of food, but no toilet paper?
I'm not telling anybody on air how much food and bullets I have.
We may need to do some trading, because I might have some of the stuff you need, and you might...
As long as you give me a heads up, and you come with some security, we'll talk.
So this is the world we live in now.
I'm out of toilet paper.
I will trade you my toilet paper for your baked beans.
This is what it's come to.
It's actually funny. I don't know. You know, it's funny because it's partially funny because in some areas it's not that hard to get toilet paper right now, at least not in Keene.
Where are you shopping at? Every store I've been in the last couple of days,
every time I go into Walmart.
It must be when I go in there. You probably go early in the morning?
It must be timing. No, I'm not going in the morning. I'm going in the afternoon. Walmart. Every time I've gone to Walmart, for like 2 days out of like the last week that I've been in there, toilet paper was readily available. I was seeing people walk out with
it. What the hell, man? You must be in a parallel universe.
On 3 out of the 4 days, only 1 of the 4 days, actually.
You bought online?
Toilet paper. No, at Walmart, without a problem. And this is during the hype. This is during the height of the toilet paper rush.
I must be getting there late, because I know they're out of that, they're out of pasta, and they're out of bullets.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Noah calling from Arkansas. Noah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thank y'all for what you do. So... probably a unique insight into some of the impacts of this thing. I'm kind of new to this whole dynamic that I'll be talking about, and as it relates to parents who separate, and one has custody of the kids and the other has visitation, using this COVID thing to not allow the other parent to see the children, are using it as an excuse to set up video conferencing and video visitation, which is kind of ridiculous in communities where that is not a problem, where the COVID virus has not been detected.
That is a real impact that I had not considered.
It is a very serious impact to parents out there, particularly, and you listening in may know exactly what I'm talking about when I say parental alienation. When one parent chooses to, for whatever reason, exit the marriage or exit the family and makes false allegations and begins to alienate the children. In my case, I've got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old that I haven't seen. She made false allegations against me and is alienating my entire side of the family. Gentlemen, and ladies, if you're a victim of this, you are the parent. You are mom, but you are dad. And you are an American citizen governed by your consent. Don't ever forget that and let no one steal your legacy or your heritage. And even if you're not a parent, you're going to reach a point where you're going to have to make a decision to obey man's edicts or God's or your conscience. And I really hate that for my country because I grew up in this country when we could stay out till the streetlights come on and... you know, it was a good place where I live. I grew up here, and then the bureaucrats and the comfort-seeking people just took over, and there's no liberty to speak up anymore. And that's my rant. I thank you all for your time, and God bless.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the call. I wish I had considered that, but I can't imagine how much it sucks to be a parent with, quote, visitation rights.
Absolutely. I can see a lot of... parents taking advantage of this COVID-19 situation to keep that other parent away, where it was, you know, dual parentship, but now it's, you know, since everyone's off
the
limits.
It's not just parents. It's the prison system's also, you know, they're doing stuff that's just terrible. Keeping prisoners from accessing phones, things like that. I don't really know enough about it, but I'm getting emails from, like, I don't know, ACLU, maybe, I don't know if it's ACLU, but maybe ACLU groups like that, And it's like,
and this is in response to the virus.
What's that?
This is in response to the virus?
Yeah, that's
like
the excuse.
Inmates can't use phones anymore?
Yeah, that's the excuse. Something along those lines.
How is the virus getting into the prison in the first place?
Well, I don't doubt that the viruses are, you know, there's a risk, right? It's a risk factor, but they're using it as an excuse, effectively, to take away people's rights and freedoms. And that just the fact that we have to, you know, people on the outside have to fight for these, you know, people who've been locked up. You know, for just basic amenities. And it's not just, you know, phones. It's just, like, you know, Lysol, you know, so that people can protect themselves to some degree and clean stuff. Like, they don't have access to these things.
Probably their community, their PE, their physical education, they're probably not able to get out of their jails anymore because they don't want people out and about.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not being reasonable cleaning products in the jails and prisons. Apparently they're not being made available, people are being put at risk. People who may not even be in there for much, you know, nothing serious necessarily, even just, you know, dumb stuff.
And I think it bears repeating that the only way that the virus could get into the jail in the first place is through the prison staff, through the prison guards.
Or I guess new prisoners.
Yeah, new prisoners. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But that would not be the place if you've ever read Stephen King's The Stand. That is not somewhere you want to be. Where if a real pandemic hits us,
the prison.
Prison.
I don't want to be in prison anyway.
Because you can't get out.
Yeah, anymore. Right.
And that was one of the main characters in the book. He was stuck in there.
And you know they're going to be the last.
He was eating. I think if I remember correctly, he was eating one of the other prisoners.
They're going to be the last to get health care and everything else, too. Like, you just know if you get infected, like, you're just screwed. They're just going to lock you up until you're dead.
It's kind of what happened at the end of World War II.
And the best part is,
a lot of the Jewish prisoners were the way that they were because all of the guards were either killed or they ran off.
Yeah, the best part about that is you won't die in prison. They'll take you out just before you die so that they can deny liability.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't see that as much consolation.
Well, I'm not sure it was.
I guess you can spend your last few seconds breathing free air.
Looking up at the sky.
You may not be conscious when they take you out.
Sure.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how, you know.
Well, the prison system is broken, and I would like to see this used as California is doing, as Ohio has
done. Release prisoners, right?
Yeah, release prisoners.
That's a good thing. That's one good thing I could say that's come from this.
And the other one is less cops on the streets giving out speeding tickets.
Oh, dear, that's been fantastic.
And that's not just...
I've seen one cop in the last week.
Yeah, me too. It was only because of an accident.
Was a Marlboro cop on his way somewhere else from Marlboro.
I've actually seen bunches, but they didn't look like they were doing anything. They looked like they were just driving around aimlessly.
Oh, I did see, they did surround a neighborhood in Keene here.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but,
College?
Let's figure that out.
I can tell you what happened.
Okay.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.